Watching the film, and then we watched a very physical and competitive game, a typical SEC game on the road against a very good opponent who played very physical and played very hard, as we did also. But, disappointed in the outcome in which we got. But I did think our kids played hard. I think they competed really hard. Thought we played well, thought it meant something. And they got after it in that regard. Just we have to execute in scenarios a little bit better. I thought on offense, I said we're way too inconsistent. I mean, too many drop passes. Had drop balls at critical times in the game. Missed a overthrow on a post route that we could have had a touchdown on in that regard. As far as moving the football, only had one 3-and-out, which is actually the first drive of the game. It was the only 3-and-out we had in the whole game. But we missed too many opportunities in what we had to do. A couple protection issues down the goal line the first time. We missed a bright guy off the edge that we had a guy who had a chance to be open for play there. But, just little things here and there. Everybody took their turn. There was no one guy. It was just this guy here, and on offense you have to do that. Thought we did a great job of battling back after getting behind 7-0, come back 7-3, have a great 2-minute drive before the half to go 10-7, took a great drive down and scored. Felt very, in a good situation there. Come out the second half, drove down, had a situation where in field goal range, had a guy coming open, had just a little bit of pressure and stepped back, couldn't quite get it off, instead of throwing it away, we got a sack. And then next drive, we get a field goal, it's 14-13, we got momentum in the game, and I'll get into that when we get to defense. And then we come back and had the last drive down there, and we don't get it finished in the situation there. But thought we played hard in that regard, but we just got to play better. Way too many drop balls, overthrow for a touchdown. Got to continue to run the ball better in the second half. First half didn't have as many plays and opportunities, but ran the ball decent. Second half, they played some runs, and then we got behind, and they got a little one-dimensional. Defensively, thought they played hard in the run, did a great job. Again, too many big plays on third down, scored on give up a scoring play on 3rd and 11, 3rd and 12, and they had a big pass on 3rd and 21. That was a critical play in the game, too, I thought, because it was the 14-13. We just scored, had momentum, moved the ball twice, had them backed up. And another time we had them down there backed up. One time we got a face mask penalty. We sacked them on the 10, was going to have great field position. A couple plays in that regard. Got to, give up a couple plays in the passing game that, we just cannot do. Thought up front played physical and also got to get a little more pass play. I mean, on the play of the 3rd and 21 also, when we come out of coverage, we were in zone to get the quarterback. We also got contained broken. So, your quarterback got to stay in the pocket. I mean, you got to rush him, but you got to keep him in there in that regard. So, special teams, I thought punter had a solid night. He had one punt. It was uncharacteristic, but other than that, had a good night. I thought Rashad Paul had a nice punt return. Seth hit 2 field goals. The one he missed, as I say, I think was as much on the high snap as it was anything, which threw the timing off, especially when you're deep. The snap was up just a little bit, and that throws you goes from a 1-1-9 to a 1-2-3, 1-2-4 in your timing and how you steps, and that can affect the kick. I mean, very critical, especially on those long-distance kicks. You can compensate sometimes on the shorter ones, but that was critical. So, in a game like that, they're a one-possession game. Guys, the game's that tight. All those little mistakes add up, and we didn't make enough. We had great effort. We had great toughness. We played physical in the game. The game was physical on both sides, hitting, tackling, running, blocking. I mean, everybody was competing extremely hard. We just didn't play well enough and execute well enough in the critical times and have to do a better job of that and have to coach them and keep getting them in those situations to understand it and take advantage of momentum swings when you have a chance and not give them up. So have to do a better job coaching those guys in that regard. Questions?
Gabe, to the right.
Yeah, Jimbo, it gets SEC, you're 13th in rushing right now. How critical is that? What's the factors to try to reopen up the run game? Because you got some good backs.
We do have some good backs, but we got to get physical up front. But we also, we played some really good run defenses too. People are kind of good on playing it. I mean, you're talking about some of the tops in the country. I mean, and what you're trying to do. And we have to get physical and play more and play from ahead in those situations and just do a better job. And blocking, because I say, it's not, if you look at the plays, and like we do, like last night, there was 2 of those horn runs across the side. We blocked the first 2 guys, and we missed a cutout. We get the cut on the backside, but we get him cut and just bounce him. Instead of cutting, if we do, they're out for 15, 20, 30 yards at a pop. I mean, they are inches. I mean, we did not find the inches in that game. Sometimes in our backside cutoff game where runs are coming out. Did it at South Carolina, too. It's 2 in the red zone that are going to pop for big-time plays, and we just did not get the backside. We got it blocked, but not cut off completely where it shut down, and it's that simple. I mean, people say, well, it doesn't sound that simple. It is. I mean, it's a matter of inches of getting that backside in different situations cut off. And sometimes the front side, but in a lot of those, it was backside.
Staying down.
We got to constantly work on those backside cutoffs and angles because guys are athletic and can run. That's what makes the SEC really good is the front guys can really run. And you got to be able to get a hat and get the backside cut off as well as the front blocked, front side blocked.
In terms of the drop passes, is that something that's psychological, or is it something you work on more in the week? Tennis balls, all those things. How do you?
We do all the individual drills. We focus. We count drops. I mean, every day of every drill. I mean, what our completion percentages are for every drill, for every practice, for every quarterback throwing to each receiver. I mean, we have a detailed report. Who has dropped balls? And we haven't had a day of over three since I can't remember in practice. And I mean, that's throwing 110-115 balls a day. You know, I mean, compared to both quarterbacks when you add all their reps up. And just, I don't know if the guys were trying to play too hard, trying to do too much, trying to, you know, wanting to make a play. It was just a game, and it got contagious. I mean, through the receivers, I believe you had five or six, and through the tight ends, you had three. So, I mean, you know, with just different situations, the guys that normally don't make those things. And it got contagious back and forth, and I think maybe, I don't know if they got to pressing, you know what I mean? Because, like I say, the first three drives of the game all ended on drop balls. First three drives of the game, and then that third drive was one of them we overthrew the post route. You know, and I mean, so, you know, it was an instance there. I mean, if you look at it there, then the fourth drive was a missed protection. Then we score. Then it was that. Then the field goal had it there. I mean, same thing. I mean, it was all opportunities. It could have been big plays and guys, I mean, wanting to win. I don't think it wasn't because of lack of not wanting to or trying to. I think sometimes you try too hard, try to get the ball here a second, take your eyes off, make sure, as I always say, put your nose on the ball. And I always say, put your nose. When you put your nose on, your eyes got to follow. You know what I'm saying? And you're looking things in and just get very detailed and make sure we're getting it.
The left cease.
And do it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did you have them with
the
nine?
Is that I think it was eight or nine, something like that, in that regard, yes. As a team.
To the left cease.
On the flip side of that, on the defense, it seemed that game and sometime this year, we've seen a lot of defenders in position, seemingly, but not able to make a play. Are you looking at personnel or is that just –
Well, and judging ball skills. And we worked – it's funny because we worked hard in what we call phase drills in the off week. We did them every day for 10 to 12 minutes a day, which is you and a receiver and a DB are running. And, you know, start with a DB in front, start with a DB behind, how you position the ball on the short throws, on the high throws to get your ball self in position to high point the ball and play it. And, I mean, that's something we worked on extensively, and we just didn't get it done. I mean, they got in bad position, you know, and on a couple moves, the double moves, and, you know, playing the ball and judging the ball is the critical point. As I say, that's the thing that makes DBs really special, in my opinion. You got a lot of guys that can run and jump. But, you know, you got to judge the ball quickly and then get your body to that spot almost like a fly ball. You know what I mean? The guys that can do that, and we got to continually work on it. And that's like you say, it wasn't like they were running wide open. It was in position to make plays. We just got to play the ball a lot better and get our bodies in position. And we got to continue to practice it, put them in those situations. We do individual drills with it, and we try to do team drills with it.
Second row, right.
And we work with the guys to do it because they can do it.
Ben?
You know, Jimbo, what do y'all need to do to get more touchdowns on the board?
Well, I mean, we drive down the first drive, and we have a third and two, and we got a guy open. We just missed a block on a pass protection. We just solely missed a block, you know, off an edge guy that we had knew what we were going to get, how we were going to get it. Second time down, then we scored. Then the third time, we got the penalty, and we're trying to throw it on third down, but we still get it. One could have ran it a little bit, but if you didn't make a two-point conversion, timeouts and things are on the hand, we're trying to score quickly in that regard and just be more physical. We got to line up and be more physical. Because the other time, the first two times, we ran the ball for 5 yards on the first play, went from the nine to the four on a quarterback run, and then with the next one, we gained a yard. We got to learn it. We got to push the pile. We got to knock things out. We got to become more physical down there because what happens in today's football, unlike it was 10 years, guys are putting extra guys in the box even more so down there. So you got to knock the pile back. You got to move the pile in the red zone and tight zone the way people are and the big people. And we got to become more physical in that regard and, you know, learn to find that extra yard or two, get our pad levels down and play, and then protect on third and three or four to be able to throw in tight areas. And we work red zone as much as anybody. And like I say, in the past, I've never had much trouble doing it. But, you know, right now, good people, and we got to get better at what we're doing. We're looking at every play, what we're doing, whether it's runs, passes, who you get the ball to, who you run behind, you know, what they're doing. I mean, do you run to a tight end side, an open side? We're evaluating everything known to man to make sure we give our kids the best chance. We do it every game. We just got to execute better and be more physical.
The left, Alex. To the right, Suzanne.
Hey, Coach, I got a couple for you. Can you give an update on Jared Hawker?
Hawker will be hurt. He won't be playing this week for sure, and then we'll have to judge it week by week as he comes out.
And then just kind of what this game means for Coach Craig and if you have any memories of him playing at Auburn.
Well, I coached him. I got a lot of them. I coached him and recruited him. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, I'm sure there'll be a lot of them. He was one of the great players in history, I think. Still one of only three. He may be the only 3,000-yard passer, one of only a couple 3,000-yard passers, I think. I mean, that guy almost led him to, I mean, his senior year was, we lost, I remember, to 1 point to Peyton Manning and him in the SEC Championship, 30-29, in one of the all-time classic games. And, I mean, he was beat, battered, and they had a heck of a team. And he's on there, he wouldn't quit, man. I mean, he's a tremendous competitor, and he loves being, you know, Auburn's always something in his heart. It don't mean a lot to him to go back, but, you know, that's this business. You coach there, you got to coach against them. But I had fond memories there of my times there. 6 years I was there, we had some great team, undefeated team, won 20 in a row at one stretch. You know, I was on the team, and we went for almost a year, 2 years, never lost a game. And had some great players and great people, and I always loved the people there. They were always honest and genuine and good people. I loved my time there.
To the right side, Suzanne. To the left, Zach.
Hey, Jimbo, to you, because a lot of the stuff you're saying, you've said about your offense and being inconsistent, you've said that week to week. Are you disappointed that by the end of October that
– Yeah, I'm disappointed we're not reaching our capabilities, you know, and I think when you go on the road, you really got to lock into that. I mean, I can say our kids played hard. I think they play with confidence. But you got to play to make a statement, I think, sometimes. And we just got to make a statement. You got to – every play has got to be like it's the last play on the world, you know. And I think we play with effort that way. But I think effort without total execution and great attention to detail, you know, and that's the key that logs you in. And you have to be, we have a statement, we say, be where your feet are. In other words, everything in the world doesn't matter. The only thing you can control is where you're at. So, I mean, be totally focused on what you want. It's not because of want to or anything else. We got to look at the details and keep those practice details and keep doing it over and over and over until it becomes a habit. And it's not habit enough for us yet. And I think some of the youth, we are a young group on offense, but that's not an excuse now. You know, you've played a half a year and more and been in the offense, and they know it. And because you can see when it goes right. I mean, we don't have issues moving the football. I mean, we don't have issues. We just got to have details to finish. And when it gets good, it's going to be good. But, you know, I just wish it would get there quicker. And that's, you know, that's on me. I mean, it's us as coaches, too. We got to make sure we're coaching, not all on the kids. I mean, we got to make sure we're demanding it in practice and making them do it. And wish you could have that 20-hour where we could do it over and over and over again. But you got that rule there.
As a coaching philosophy, are you one of those coaches, when you see that, do you want to maybe shuffle the lineup? Or are you one of those coaches who thinks
I want to see why.
Okay.
Why is it happening? You know what I'm saying? And why is somebody doing it? Because, I mean, for instance, Courtney had a couple plays in that game. But the last game, he has 9 catches for – and Jace, uncharacteristically, has 2 or 3 drops in this game, which the guys has played as good as any tight end in America. I mean, so it's not – and he doesn't in practice. He doesn't – you know, that didn't happen. I mean, and there's no one that cares more than all those kids. I mean, our kids truly care and love it, but there's not a lack of – you know, that's no big deal. It bothers them. I mean, there's no doubt. And sometimes you try too hard. So we have to just keep evaluating why it's going on.
Take to the left, Zach, and then staying to the left, Travis.
Jimbo, how surprised are you? How pleasantly surprised have you been with the production from Deshaun Corbin as a true freshman? And can we expect to see him get more touches going forward?
I think we can, and not from just because of that, because 5's playing great football. I have nothing to do with that. He's got it for the wear and tear on the body and the things, and he has been a very productive guy, and he's really now starting to do all the little things a lot better that, you know, when you put a back, people don't realize how many things a back has to do. As far as getting the ball, that's the easiest thing. You know what I'm saying? And he learns to run, and I've been very pleased with his physicality and naturalness to run and see and run instinctively. You know what I'm saying? Because I think if you go having to coach a tailback a lot, you probably recruited the wrong guy. You know what I mean? You got to give it to him. But he's really learning the passing game and the blocking game and the things that have come in that regard. So, yes, I'm very happy with him, and hopefully his role will continue to grow and grow as this season goes. And it needs to, because we got to add the depth, and we got to get more quality reps for him.
To the left, Travis. To the right, Gabe.
Coach, with the strides that Kellen made in throwing over the offseason, do you see any similarities between – is there any similarities between Jared Stidham and Kellen where they both are now?
I haven't watched – I mean, I've just watched Stidham off and on. I don't know how he's been coached. I don't know a lot about – I know Stidham was a very talented guy. I don't know what he was in the past. You know, I mean, I wasn't in the league, I didn't know enough about him. I think when he was out here at Baylor or high school, I didn't know enough about him. So I would be unfair to answer that question. I can't answer that question in that regard.
To the right, Gabe.
Did the tape tell you that Kellen actually had a really nice game? You take away those drops and what could become after that?
A solid game. And here's the thing you don't realize when you do have drops. It's the momentum it creates. And the rhythm of the game it creates and the confidence it creates. But at the same time, I mean, he could have hit the post route. I mean, he knows that. I mean, you know, he throws it a foot over top of the guy. I mean, he's getting pressure, but, you know, the throw he makes 9 out of 10 times. He didn't make it. So I think all those things, the cumulative, yes. I mean, did he play well? Did he play his best? No. Did he play a solid game? Yes. I mean, to turn the only turnover he had, and really the only ball that was really close to being picked was the ball he traded. You know, he's trying to get a ball on fourth down. He has to take a chance. So his decision making in that regard. But he could still. I mean, he could have played better. He's played better, but he played solid. But you know, again, at quarterback, everything gets exploited in those games, and that goes with the position. And you have to, you know, keep raising your game as much as you can. But he took some shots. I mean, he got hit a couple times, but not a ton. But I mean, he took a couple good ones, and he's competitive and tough, and scrambled and did all the things he had to do. So.
Go to the left, Justin, and then to the right, Ben.
Building on that, Coach, how are you seeing teams pressuring, sending the blitz, and then how you're responding? I know you hit the slip screen to Courtney for the touchdown.
We hit slip screen. We hit another big screen. Yeah. We hit some nice sights in the game. The blitz, I mean, as far as we got the ball out, hit and hit plays, the blitz itself was not a issue. And one we blew, I mean, we just – didn't see it, and something that they had done, I mean, uncharacteristically. I mean, that was it. But nothing that would, you know, just do what you do and have your plan to stand there and block it. And sometimes you get beat individually. I mean, because that's the one thing in this league it does. When you do blitz, you get a lot of one-on-one matchups, which create things. So you have slip screens, you got quick balls. You know, we threw a lot of rhythm throws in that game. We got a lot of balls out very quickly in that game, if you go look. And then and sometimes when they blitz, you want to hold it and try to take a chance like we did right before the half with Kendrick. Remember, we wanted to give a ground and had a chance for him right in the corner of the end zone down there. You know, you got to make them know that they – because every time a ball comes out, if it comes out short, well, then what the DBs do, they blitz and sit there and squat. So, I mean, you got to have the ability to throw it over, which we did a couple times. But it's got to keep getting better.
To the right, Ben. Down front, Brent.
You know, given the red zone struggles, does that change the play calling to maybe get bigger chunk TDs?
Well, yeah, exactly right. I mean, you know, it's like you try to hit it from farther out, do different things in your situations to do that. Yes, there's no doubt about that. And we tried that with 13 that time on the post route on the other. And, you know, you try to do that. But and then you just get down there and practice again and get better at it.
Yeah, and then the second part is y'all really struggled. Trayvon's really struggled running the ball against Auburn, Clemson, and then Mississippi State, all the losses. Is there something that they're doing specifically? Are they specifically stacking it and just taking them away and saying, if you're going to beat us, it's
Yeah, well, got really good front people. Right. I don't mean that. I mean, you think about Clemson, their whole defensive line is going to go in the league. You look at those two, Simmons and Sweat are going to be probably first-round picks in that regard. And there's two or three other guys, like I said, in that group that – are going to be. But we had a couple instances. I keep saying this. We had a couple. We don't get a backside cutoff, I mean, where he's going to pop and be nice runs. Like Jayshon hit that one, you know, for 25 or 30 there or whatever it was. I don't remember exactly what it was. But there was a couple. I mean, you're inches away, and we don't get it done. So and if you hit a couple of them, then the confidence comes, and, you know, you get going. So we just got to keep doing a better job.
Jayshon, 28 yards, Coach. All right, Brent.
Yeah.
I imagine y'all love Justin Matabike's passion and ability to get to the quarterback. How much do y'all then work with him about not ending up with an armful of head or helmet?
We've talked about that quite. I mean, you know, again, it goes back to effort with execution. You know, and we always play, we always talk about three I's. And immediacy, in other words, you know, be ready to go, intensity the whole game, and intelligence. And there's times when that hit there, you got to be smart about where you tackle, the lamp, you know, just like you're trying to teach guys on targetings. You know, there's hits, but then you got to play intelligently not to get thrown out. Be in the strike zone, as I say. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, right there, not to get your hands on a helmet. Like I said, that was a big play in the game, too, because you're backed up on the 10, punting. You know, you got to have relatively good field position. And what you do in the 10, in turn, you get pushed back to their – I think they went up to 40 or 50 before they kicked or whatever it was. And, you know, those things are talked about all the time. I mean, we discussed that as a staff and with him. And with any player who does those, just like the targeting guys and players that don't play intelligently on offense or, you know, things like that. It's a constant educational process because, like I say, they let their want to get ahead of their how to. And that happens sometimes, and you can't let that happen.
Last two be Gabe and Ben.
Which takes us through Auburn, especially in the front seven. They got some pro prospects themselves.
They do. I mean, everybody in this league's got pro prospects in the front. I mean, that's what separates this league. I mean, up front, I mean, 195, 3. I mean, they can come. I mean, they're big. Their backers are physical. They're downhill. Corners can run. Big safeties. I mean, play a lot of man and mix their coverages a lot. Pressure guys. I mean, I recruited a lot of those guys out of high school. I mean, I know a lot of them. A lot of them are Georgia and Alabama guys. So from being over when I was at Florida State, we tried to recruit them. I mean, they were as good as they were in the country and ranked as high as they were. They're a very physical team. Offensively, young wideouts can run, big guys. Stidham was, you know, he's going to be an NFL player. He can throw it to any part of the field, get to any part of the field. He's had a lot of success. Gus is always going to be in the no huddle, which you're going to have to deal with the hurry up. You're going to deal with multiple formation, bingo formations, and I call eye violators, a lot of tricking, deceiving things in which they do and throw multiple screens. You're a huge screen team in the different things in which they do, and they're very, very sound. The punter's a really good punter, averages close to about 45 a game, if I'm not 45 a punt, if I'm not mistaken. Do a really good job in the kicking game also. So, and then being on the road again into a team that's very hungry, that, you know, the games are all important. I mean, they're coming down, you got to play well, and, you know, that's going to be a heck of a game.
Ben, you'll wrap us up.
Jim, when you look at Auburn's tape, is there something that you see a difference in them this year that maybe they didn't in their, the way their offense runs as in previous years? I mean, why do you think they've operated the way they have this year?
Well, I mean, you got to remember now, they lost one heck of a running back last year and a couple of linemen that were really, really good. That, I mean, their running game was extremely dynamic. And Kerryon, I mean, he's having great success in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. I don't get to keep up with as much. I mean, he's a really good player. Not that the other guys aren't, but, I mean, those are big guys to lose. You know, probably they were running the football better last year, which in turn then when you run it, your passing game and everything else, and they got some, and they started with some young wideouts. I think they had some young wideouts that fit in this year on the offense. But I mean, they're still doing a lot of the same things. It's just you know, not executing at the level they want, but they had a really good game the last game and had some opportunity. Even if you watch the Mississippi State game and their game, there was some missed opportunity. I mean, they ran the ball and fumbled on the one going in. Missed an open trick play, a post route down the middle of the field where nobody was around the guy. I mean, they were close on some areas too. So, I mean, they got a lot of things. They're just a hair off on some things to be as like they were. You know what I mean? But they're still a very, very good offensive team.